Welcome to Soul Matrix Show, unleashing the power of your infinite soul with Sherry Collins. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show will help you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. We all have inner wisdom within us, and Sherry can help you find it. You can be the creative change that you want in your life, and Sherry wants to show you how to do that. Let's navigate on your soul's journey. Soul Matrix Show starts now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sherry Collins. Welcome to the Soul Matrix Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so grateful to be here with you guys today. So I'm going to start by sharing just a little bit of my experience this weekend with all of you, and then we're going to open up the phone lines and bring some people in. So I went through a little bit of an experience on Saturday, and it was a very interesting experience because I totally believe in like parallel universe and timeline shifts and Akashic records and all that kind of stuff. And on Saturday, I drove my daughter's friend home. And as I was driving back towards our place, it's kind of a winded road and there's a farm, some farmland on the right. And as we reached a certain point, it's almost like I felt a dimensional shift happen within my body. Like I physically feel it within my body. It felt like a ripple in time, if that makes any sense. My body felt different. My structure of my cells felt different. My face felt different. So it was a very interesting experience. And I kind of like pondered it for a second, like, wow, that was interesting. And my daughter was sitting beside me. She was very quiet. And so we came home and had, a little bit of a movie crash night and went to sleep and woke up the next day. And I felt different. It's like the timeline that I was on was no longer. I couldn't handle that capacity for me to be me over there anymore. So I had shifted over. Now, I want to go back towards the beginning of the pandemic when everyone's like, oh, this is such a big thing. I literally told myself that that didn't exist in my reality. So that didn't really show up anywhere for me. I would go to the stores with no mask. I would ask my guides in the universe to show me grocery stores where I didn't have to wait in line outside. And they always delivered. They always sent me to the right stores where I just walked in the door and left. Even experimented with a little bit of, touching things and licking my hands and nothing happened. Just to be able to step into that reality and say, you know what, this doesn't exist in my reality. So having myself go through that shift yesterday brought a lot of things into perspective for me. So everybody knows what it's like to do healing work and the backstory and the deep dive into things in our life from traumas from childhood. When you get to a certain point in this journey, though, it's almost as though you just start manifesting. I want this. I would like this. I want to help humanity. I want to be able to do this. I want to show people this. I want to teach all those things. And when I went through that shift on Saturday, it's almost like everything that I had been asking for, it was like, here you go. And what are you going to do with it? And it's almost like this sense of peace came over me. I don't have to worry about money. I don't have to struggle about what I'm going to do and who else is doing it. It's almost like the universe is just saying, here, it's your, you asked for it. It's yours. Take it. And what does that look like moving forward? It's kind of like there's this ease and relaxation that comes forward that there is no struggle. There is no doubt. There's just the surrender of the exterior that we can't control, right? So when I say those words surrender, that has to happen in healing as well. If you don't surrender to the fact that you're asking for this or this is the thing that you want, and when you want to control that outcome of it, okay, this doesn't work. Okay, this isn't here. This isn't working. You know, this didn't happen yet. This didn't show up. I asked. At a point, we have to surrender the control that we put out in the chase to get it. That reeling everything in that it has to be mine and it has to be now. The universe is not giving you time. There is no such thing as time. The surrender comes into the control. If we allow ourselves just to be led and guided, you'll see things start to move and shift into your reality that makes it very easy to navigate. Now, in one of the groups that I teach in twice a month, it's interesting. We talk about this understanding of what we allow in our pathway moving forward. And if we don't allow for something unexpected or a blessing or, a gift of something better for our life every day, how do you know what's going to come? If you sit in the reality that it's always going to be this way and I'm going to sit in this story of my past, How does that allow healing to come in? So I think the aspects that I think we're all going to start moving through as we keep ascending and raising our vibration and understanding things on this planet is that what you consciously put out comes back. So yes, sometimes it is great to be positive. Do we still need to work on the dark stuff? We do. We have to walk through that part of it, but we don't have to live there. So as you start stepping forward into everything, yes, you might have a pain. Yes, this might hurt today, tomorrow it's somewhere else. Is that truly something you want to be defined by? And I want to bring this into empathy. So empathy and empathic are two different things, okay? To have empathy for someone is understanding their situation, understanding what they're going through. Maybe you've based it off something you've gone through, and that makes it easier. When we call ourselves and define ourselves as empathic, you're defining yourself as one of those gifts that we have, and you, everyone has it. But when we define ourselves as something, there's something that comes with that definition, right? And I'll put it this way. If somebody says empathy has to do with holding other people's emotions, you're going to do just that. If you tell yourself that I'm receiving this healing, but it's not working. I received this and I don't understand it. I ask for this and it doesn't come. That's the same thing. It's the same principle. You're sitting in the thing that says, this is my story. This is the problem. At some point, we have to move into what's your own solution. What's the solution you see for yourself? And sometimes that's not clear for a lot of people, but it's understanding if you can go back in your lifeline, even in just this time, you don't have to go into past life or anything. If you can go into just this lifetime and start tackling those little things from your childhood, you'll see where those patterns keep coming up. The ones that are hard to get rid of, the one that creates the sore throat, the ones like, ooh, hold on, I need to run away from that. Every time we step into that new reality for ourselves, that thing that we want so badly, something has to shift to allow us to take that directional turn. So if you're going to ask the universe for something, you have to be ready for that shift. It doesn't matter when it comes or how it comes. You've asked for it. And by allowing yourself to say, okay, I'm ready for this, it comes faster. By saying, okay, I'm going to receive this now, it happens faster. The moment you start to put the brakes on and go, okay, well, hold on, this isn't working. Now the universe backs off a little bit and says, okay, we need to give you a little bit more time, a little bit more space, a little bit more understanding, a little bit more nurture. So, you know, maybe as you navigate forward this next 2 weeks for yourself, maybe it's about understanding where you hold that back from yourself to allow somebody else to lead you. And sometimes it is an unknown. When I first started my journey, it was a complete unknown. I had no idea how it worked. But now it's almost like an intuitive dance with the universe that says, I'm asking for this and it's coming. I know it's here now. I'm living in the moment of what makes me happy. And that's where the greatest understanding of where the healing comes from. So I'm sure most of you guys have been to see a healer. I'm sure you guys have seen the video with Jessica. The thing is understanding that when you are ready, the healing is going to take place regardless. Even if you're not ready, the healing is going to take place. It's stepping out of that inkling of doubt that comes in that says, this doesn't work, or I don't have this, or somebody else is better than me. The healing starts within here. All your answers lie within here. The truth of what you need to know is here. And that's where the true healing comes from, being able to talk this out. I see the biggest transformations in my clients when they come to one-on-one sessions just by talking. What do you need to know? This is what you need to understand about what's showing up. And what I've been getting since I actually started this show and when clients step forward is they've never heard the perspective that comes forward from the channeled message to them. When you're in the middle of a healing session and you're telling them, okay, you got to look at this aspect. And they're like, oh my gosh, I never even thought of that. This allows you to see things in a different perspective. So instead of always seeing it in this, you're able to see it up here. You're able to see it from side to side and front to back all at the same time. So where in your life have you put your brakes on thinking I don't have this because of X, Y, Z, instead of saying, okay, hold on, how do I need to navigate this just a little bit differently for myself? What is it I need to do to bring in that new perspective and understand that as soon as I surrender my control and just allow something to lead me that I don't know what it is, who it is, but I know that it's going to always work out. And when we allow the true healing as well, things show up in unexpected ways. you know, I've got one lady who, you know, she's like, I can't do this. I can't make my payments. And I said to her, I said, so when has your mortgage ever not been paid? She's like, no, I always have the money. So you sit in the negative of, I don't know how to do this. I don't have the money. Yet your shelter is always paid for. There's always money that comes in for that. That's part of your healing. But it's starting to become aware of those things that we bring forward that says, I can't do this, but yet I have it. This isn't working out, but yet there it does. I know a lot of students will come into classes with me and be like, well, I don't really have the money to take your class because it's really expensive. Okay. I said, why don't you just ask the universe to give you the money? Every month, the money is there because they say, universe, I want the money to be able to take this with Sherry. And here's the money. I can give you story after story of that exact same thing. That's the healing within. It's trusting, and there's the orb. It's trusting the universe is going to give you what you ask for. There's that surrender that says, hold on, where am I going to get the other job? And where am I going to find that person who can buy this from me? And where do I get this from? Like, if you can surrender that control, you'll start to see everything manifest before you. The other thing I want to tap into and touch upon as well is the perception of truth. What you perceive to be the truth of things sometimes is not. It's just what you're used to seeing. And you don't know how to shift the mindset that says this was what once was, and to this is what's actually here now. And doing that small shift will allow you to start to step out of that childhood memory that was so big and so devastating and so horrific. And it will start to let you go, okay, hold on, that wasn't even mine. And yes, I saw that, but that wasn't mine. Hold on, this happened and that experience sucked, but I took it this way. And maybe I could have changed the way I dealt with that. So let's keep going with this. And we're going to bring some people on and we're going to do some healing. So please stay with me and please come back and join us for the rest of the show.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on transformationtalkradio.com.
Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is wrong in the world. What few people talk about is self-love. Linda Lamp can help you reconnect with your soul's knowledge and aid you on your journey to wholeness. She helps you love yourself because the love of oneself is the most critical and fundamental love that exists. To find out more, visit lyndalamp.com. That's LYNDA lamp.com.
Hello, hello. This is Sherry Collins, and welcome back to Soul Matrix Show on Transformation Talk Radio. So I'm very excited to be able to bring some people in and let's do some healing work on them. And we can see that transformation process up front and personal, where you guys get to see that in the moment, navigation of how things kind of transpire. And, you know, we ask for confirmation. The thing we have to understand with our healing is we don't actually have to truly know where it comes from. Right? We can do healing on other people without even knowing the backstory, and it will help them just the same as sometimes I'll ask what's going on. Other times I won't tell you anything, or you don't have to tell me anything. And I'll bring it into the now moment for you to understand where it's coming from. So as we navigate these beautiful people who are going to jump in today, we're going to do a mix of it just so you can see that we don't always have to go back to that. Sometimes it does help though. Right? It helps to be able to understand those certain aspects or look at it in different perspective. We want to be able to start shifting the energy of what's kind of locked us inside of this meat suit that we hold that says it has to be this way or it has to be that way. Because in no way, shape, or form does it have to be anyway, right? Just the same as when people teach you things. Just because they're teaching you their way doesn't mean it's your way. Right? It's navigating how it works for you in your healing. Maybe screaming into the pillow is the best thing for you, right? Maybe that's the most therapeutic way for you to release stress is to scream in a pillow. Maybe going in nature is your way of healing, right? There is no set anything to any of the way that we heal, but it's understanding what we're holding that's holding us back from living our true potential and our best life ever, right? Sometimes the chronic pain and the chronic, you know, fatigue and all this stuff plays that role that says, hold on, I can't do that. But in all actuality, if you go back to the root of why you have that, you'll see that it's like, oh, I was in that belief system that said this, even though that's not true. And then all of a sudden that will reverse itself, right? And it's understanding how it all plays into the now moment. I even have students who will say, so I have this, it's been diagnosed, I have 3 fractures. Can I go in there and heal this first before I go into surgery? I'm like, absolutely. Why can't you? We can go forward in time and heal those things that we no longer want now so that it stops. We can go in the past and heal those things to have it now in the present. So not everything is about, I need to know everything. It's just about what you feel comfortable with inside. It's allowing you to understand how you navigate your healing. Sometimes we have to go back to the beginning though. Sometimes we have to go back to the very start of it that says this happened to me in this life and usually find that connection to the past. And sometimes that's not easy for people. They're not ready to address it, right? They're not ready to step forward and do that deep dive into healing. And it's okay. When they're ready, they'll step forward over and over again until they understand that that's their moment. And nothing is going to shift and change that until that moment is healed, right? In some of the classes that I teach, we call it like, you go hit the magic button. A lot of people are afraid to hit that magic button because that brings up the trauma, that brings up the emotions of the event, that brings up everything you felt. And they're afraid to take that plunge. But when it comes to your own healing, take the plunge on anything and everything. What I'm noticing too with some people is that they just have no one to talk to. And they think it's absurd to say you should go to a counselor and just talk and let them say nothing. Because sometimes we just need someone who wants to listen, right? And you can state that to your therapists and your counselors before you even get in the door. Say, you know what? Today, I want you just to listen. I don't want you to tell me what I need to do or how to fix this. I want you just to listen. And that's what they'll do. So we have a question here from Suzanne. I get impatient when it comes to both my healing and manifesting. If it doesn't happen right away, doubt comes in and then a negative spiral. How do I shift that? So let's just go right into the Akashic first and foremost, because that's where they're guiding me. It feels like you worked for someone who was the exact same way in a past life of yours. So this is bringing up a lot of like, of yourself, this unworthiness, I can't do this, you know, that spiral downward that thinks everybody is better than you. What I'm kind of seeing and tapping into in this past life is that you want to have that creative ability to put yourself out there and do it your way. And it's almost like you're being held back. I feel like the same thing is happening in this life. It's like you're pulling yourself back instead of immersing yourself more into it. part of you wants it now as well, instead of waiting, right? So if you look at time structure, and I'm only going to reference off my own as well, when we reference everything as time, it's time for bed, it's time to eat, it's time to go, it puts a little bit of that impatient on it, almost like, I got to hurry up. I got to hurry up. And this is where impatience comes from. It's now, I got to go, right? So sometimes removing that word time out of the equation will start to help you just slow that down, and it won't become so impatient. So let's just do a little bit of healing in that past life for you, and let's see where we can shift that for you so it's not so quick. Because I feel like you need to balance everything out first and foremost. And actually, this is coming in with mom. Feels like everything was a rush when you were a child. I almost feel like you were in dance class. And there's some of that that is like, okay, I need to do this. And we'll just bring that into balance in this life with mom. So this gets stuck in your throat. I feel like you have lots of stuff where you like... Here, your throat, it's kind of need lots of water because it's really dry. This is where you can't speak up that says, hold on a second. Let's just go slow down a little bit. Let's take this one step at a time. Let's bring in that healing. There, I just felt it release out of your back as well. That feels way better in your back. And almost like you can sit up straight now as well. So you can just roll your shoulders if you need to, just kind of test that out a little bit for yourself. And it's almost like you become relaxed, like not everything is a rush to get out the door and do this and do that. But it's coming. I feel like all the stuff that you've been experienced, that's your shift coming faster and faster. So I just keep hearing from your team there that says, write down your manifestations and make them nice and like plump, not just, oh, I would like this today. I would like this because I want this and here's what I'm going to do with it. Make those statements meatier. So now it's not the impatience that comes. It's this. Here's this. It's coming. Here's my tangible. And ask for confirmations as well. So we have another question from Tina. Hi, Sherry. I watched your show with Jessica. This feels like a weird question to ask. Are you able to tune into my body and send healing to a wart I have on my foot? Yeah. So let's just see where that's actually coming from, because it's showing up as that. So for me, warts are like, I need to get this out of my body. There's something that feels like it needs to be let go of. In a past life, you did step on a nail. So we'll just heal that as well. So when I tap into your body right now in this moment, it almost feels like you have a little bit of built up anger and frustration towards a male figure. It looks like he's a little bit taller than you. He's got dark hair. He looks younger. I almost feel like he's a little bit attitude. It just feels like there's a little bit of frustration that comes in and out with this person. It doesn't feel like it's all the time, but it's like it's almost like the wart is the constant reminder that, oh, okay, this is here. Hello, address this. I'm also getting that it's like self-care as well, looking after yourself as opposed to everybody else first. Yeah, some of your emotions are deep-rooted as well, and your beliefs are deep-rooted as well. So they're just showing me like it comes both ways. So it can go out and it can come in. So don't get yourself stuck in that rut of I always have to be right and this is the way it is. I can feel your foot tingling. It's very interesting. I feel it here, but then I feel it on the feet. Like everything is trying to bottom out. So I'm going to even relate this even further, Tina. It's coming from the hands as well, because I feel like you do a lot of things for other people. And sometimes there's no reward. There's no thanks. Hey, that's amazing. Thank you for doing that for me. So there's no validation. There's part of your validation. There's no validation and sometimes in what you do or give to people. Just know that everything that you do for somebody else doesn't go unnoticed by the universe, right? And don't let it go unnoticed by yourself. Say, oh, I'm so grateful that I got to do that for them today. and start giving yourself that gratitude and validation. And whatever's going on in the hands that's connected to this, in the feet, will start to move out as well. Because I don't feel like it's just connected to the feet, but it feels better. I give you a couple of days and I feel like it'll be gone. There you go. Just removing a little bit of stuff that's sitting in your back as well. It looks like you hold some stress and tension there. So that's good. That's feeling much better now. There you go. So even if you guys tap into that and you watch that, so I started at the feet and then I moved up. Anything that I needed to do to shift in between, I'm just asking to be guided to where it is. So they might not even feel this in this moment. They might feel nothing. They might feel tingling. I can tell you what I feel in their bodies. So I feel it moving out of the back and the shoulders. I can feel the feet like perfect. The hands are moving, lots of energy. I see full relaxation for Suzanne. I feel like nothing's in a rush anymore. There's no impatience. It's already here. So what does it mean for them? It could mean it just takes them a little bit of time to shift. So it could be a day or 2 days, but they'll start to notice little tiny things start and then it'll keep moving forward. They'll feel better. They'll feel more relaxed. They'll notice that they're not in a rush to run somewhere. Their manifestations come faster. So all these things will take into consideration as they navigate from today forward. So when we come back from this break, we're going to do some more healings as well. And we're going to dive deeper into it. I'll give you guys as much detail. And these beautiful ladies can stay on and let us know how they feel as well in the comments and give us their feedback. So that's something else that some people need. They need the feedback. So when you're with someone else doing healing work for you, give them the feedback. You know, I always tell my students, get feedback, right? The feedback is for you guys because I already feel what's going on in their body and now they just have to shift. So stay with me and we will do more healings when we come back. I'll see you guys soon.
Do you want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1 hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins on the Transformation Talk Radio Soul Matrix Show. So already we have a comment back from Susan. You guys were just here for that segment. She says, wow, this is crazy. I can't really explain this, but I do feel lighter, right? So sometimes it's just about understanding that we don't need to have all the answers to how this works. It's just the divine coming in to do the work to help you. That's the surrender, right? We talked about the surrender at the beginning. She did just that. She just surrendered and goes, okay, I don't really know what's going on here, but I'll let her do it. Here, you see what you got. And look at the outcome already. She feels lighter, right? So it's understanding that you have all of this inside of you to do this work for yourself, right? If you want to step forward and do a healing, just say so. Let's bring your question on and let's do it. If you don't have a question, you just want a healing, I'll tap in for you. It's easier to kind of to see it both ways sometimes. I know nothing about you, but I can tap into anyone on this planet. Doesn't matter if you're a person, a plant, a dog, a cat, an animal, it doesn't matter. Well, there's zero limitations to what we can do, right? Don't buy into that says you can't do this and can't do that. Debunk it for yourself. You can do this. Everybody can do this, right? I didn't think I could do this. When I was gifted this 4 years ago, I didn't know I could do this, right? So it brought about an understanding, and a remembrance for myself. So just like these beautiful ladies, I've healed myself, right? The moment something hurts, there you go. The moment something isn't right, there you go. It's being able to understand that this is connected to here, which is connected to here, which is connected to here. So Brandon is from Seattle. Welcome. So grateful to have your question with us. I would love to know what comes up for me in a general way, because I've been feeling drained of energy lately. Like my body is trying to fight off a cold, and it's been this way for about 3 weeks. All right. So let's tap into Brandon. That gives me a starting point. I can almost 100% guarantee you this is part of his shifting in consciousness as well. But I'm going to just tap in really quick. The first thing that comes up is the left side of his neck. There's a little bit of, I want to say just a little bit of swelling here in the muscle at the base of the skull. I also want to say there's something going on in the back, right on the left side between his spine and his lung. It looks like there's some inflammation stuck in there as well. There's a little bit of fogginess that comes up in the frontal lobe, which is the front of the brain. I'm also feeling there's something going on in the pancreas, the spleen, and the adrenals. Usually when people are tired or fatigued, it's usually those. They need like a little bit of a pick-me-up or something of that. I also want to say you hold a lot of pressure and tension in your shoulders, which then affects your hips. Because I feel like if you notice my body, I'm kind of like slanted over this way. That's you, because I'm in your body right now. There's like this compensation that goes on in your hips that is kind of like you feel unbalanced. There's certain people in your immediate life close to you that create this off balance for you, almost like someone needs to be right or your opinion doesn't always matter. This is creating this. And there's a little bit of financial stuff that comes on because there's this torque in the hip as well. So we're just going to do a quick adjustments and release that stuff in the neck. So I'm just going to tap in with you, but I just want you to take a deep breath if you're still watching. I'm just going to open up that spine. See, already that feels better. I'm just going to shift some energy up in that neck and shoulders so I can feel that release come right into the neck here. I'm going to come down into your hips. And you'll watch my body if your eyes are closed. You don't have to, but you can watch. I'm going to just do an adjustment on your hips. I'm going to break and reset them. And then I'm going to reset your spine at the same time. And you'll notice my body's going to shift with yours. Just take a deep cleansing breath. That was fun. I also feel like your right leg is longer than your left as well. So we're going to just adjust that left leg and bring everything back into balance. There you go. Just going to take that pressure off your right knee as well. You've got a little bit of swelling in the front. Okay. And then I'm just going to go clean up your adrenals and your pancreas and spleen. Already this is left. So the fogginess you had in the front is gone. And then we're just going to create the better energy in your adrenals. And I'm just going to boost your energy. shift one little thing in your timeline with this other person, I almost feel like they're blocking your momentum forward. It's like you want to make progress forward, but it's like you feel halted. So I'm just going to do a little bit of a shift for you in your own timeline to just remove that barrier and obstacle that is created with that energy. There, that just released the pressure you had on your chest as well. There. So you can get up and walk if you want. Sometimes that's the easiest way to get everything to like shift into place, is just to let it like click into place. The spine is definitely like straight. And all this extra swelling and inflammation is leaving the body right now. There you go. That feels really good. So if you can feel a noticeable shift, you can write in and let us know. And if you don't notice it yet, that's okay. I feel it in your body already. So that's just you having to catch up with the healing. Just going to address one thing that's coming in through your urethra at this moment. I know sometimes there's a lot of information, but there, that feels better. So it feels more clear. It feels like that pathway is completely opened up. From Brandon, thank you. It really resonates with what you said about expanding consciousness too. I've been doing a lot of work. Yeah, don't give up. Don't ever stop. Don't ever give up. You know, once you work through some of the stuff that you're going through and finding like easy, super simple techniques or a meditation, share that with somebody else. Sometimes our experiences, we're not the only one going through them in this moment. There's so many people that are awakening to the consciousness and understanding that we want better, we want more, and we want to be able to have a say, right? Instead of dictatorship and that kind of stuff always being present, it's time for us to rise in that capacity. You know, and it's not just us that needs healing as well. Understanding that our land needs healing and, you know, the farmers need us more than ever. There's one gentleman out in Alberta. He's called Potato Ty. His story is so inspiring, right? He's got this beautiful parcel of land that yields millions of pounds of potatoes for the world. And yet the government wants to pull it away from him. And I'm like, so we all got together and rallied for a convoy to whatever that was. I said, where is everyone to go stand with this farmer and protect that land for us? So it's kind of like we can heal that land that says this land is his to be able to produce for what we need. Not just for now, but for what's to come, our children and our children's children. So just because we say this is for healing for people and animals and all those things, this healing is for the earth as well. So I do challenge anyone who's got a healing modality, whether it's Reiki or quantum or pranic healing, whatever it is that you have, every once in a while, just lay your hands into the earth and just allow it to absorb that energy. You know, she knows what to do with all our negative energy, but we got to make sure that we give it the positive as well. You know, we can all just sit here for like a minute. Let's do 1 minute. And I just want you guys to go from your heart space, whether it's your higher heart or your heart. You know, what can you say to the earth? What can we say? Maybe it is something about helping, you know, Potato Tie. What is it you can say to the universe, to Mother Nature that says, you know what, this land needs to be our land? Where's the love that we can give back in that capacity, right? It's great to do healing on us. Yes, we have to live and move forward and those things, but so does the planet, right? So maybe just for 1 minute, let's just put that energy that we all have at love. Maybe it's not unconditional love that you've experienced yet, but just what kind of love can you just send to Gaia and to Ty and his potatoes and his farm and all that love that he gives to everybody to nourish them and give freely, right? Maybe we just send that energy once in a while, right? And this is no different than what you can send yourself, right? I'm not telling you anything that's far removed from you. Just because it's the planet, it's the planet. You live on the planet. So what would you give to yourself? Freely. Right? We're here to build each other up, not tear each other down. And that includes yourself. The way you talk to yourself is really important. If you keep in the negative cycles, you're just going to stay there. So at what point do you say enough is enough and I need to step into healing myself? You know, and then sometimes it is about asking for help. These beautiful people who've come on today, it's about asking for help. And if that's by me doing this, I'm okay with it, right? It's what's that freely? What do you give freely to yourself and to someone else? It's important. It's important to understand that concept, right? Don't throw your trash on the ground, put it in the garbage, right? Don't break branches off of trees unless you need to, right? It's understanding how every action has a reaction, right? And what is that? Where do we stand up for ourselves and say, you know what? I'm done with that pattern and that cycle. It's time to heal. So as we move into break right now, before we bring other people on, maybe just sit over this break and just say, maybe let's just put a manifestation out to Potato Tie. Universe, please allow him to keep this land. Allow him to serve. Let's do that. And I'll see you guys back after break.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. Visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game, but did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins on the Soul Matrix Show. So if you are interested in learning this beautiful energy healing and you want to step in for you because you're ready to start this journey, you've seen a few of these people come on. I have a class coming up on the 28th of January at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So it's still early enough for you to get into the class. Don't miss this opportunity. Even if you just take it to understand how to heal you and you don't want to do it for anybody else, think about you and your family, your pets, and all those other people who come into your life. You may decide that you want to take this up and do it as a full-time business, as I do. You know, the opportunity is always there for you to come in and learn. You can check out my website on the calendar events, and it will show you everything you need to know, www.sherry-collins.com. All the information is there on when the classes are, so feel free to look that up. So let's just chat a little bit about some of the stuff you can do for yourself. So being able to tune into your body, understanding, you know, maybe the signs that it's giving to you or the information that it's trying to tell you. You know, if you're sitting still in the moment and you're just tapping in, especially to yourself, you already know what's going on inside of you, right? Most of the time we can feel the ache and the pain and this hurts and this hurts and this is not mine. Or, you know, you go out to a busy shopping mall and you come home and you're like, ugh, you already know that energy is not yours because you weren't that way before you went in. That means you just picked up everybody else's stuff. So the easiest way to understand this, first and foremost, I'm just going to give you easy stuff that you can do yourself. And the first thing is you can say, please show me on my body what's mine and what's not mine. Okay. So if you already tapped into your body and said, okay, show me what's mine, then you already know. And then please show me what's not mine. And then you can just ask for it to be disconnected. Please disconnect this energy that's not mine and please take it back to Mother Earth. She recycles it and gives us beautiful plants, right? So I disconnect this, that's not mine. You live in a household where people are negative or argumentative. I disconnect their energy and I send it back. You want to remove everybody else's stuff that's not yours, right? The other thing you can do is, you know, they teach this in Reiki, right? They teach you to rub your hands, create friction and all that stuff. In all actuality, you don't even need to do that, right? You can just call up energy. You can do this if you really want to. Don't create friction though, right? You will feel the heat all by itself. I got to disconnect my stuff, right? So just do that with me for a second. Just go like this. And then just do this with your hands. You can feel the pulsation of energy that's between your hands. It might feel like magnets, right? So when it gets, see, I can't push my hands together any further. That's it, right? Now, if I add in my own energy, you see how my hands are separating? I'm not pulling my hands apart, right? I can't even pull my hands closer together, but I can pulsate that energy, right? If you're able to feel that energy right now, you can do the slinky, right? You can just play with that. You can stretch it and push it back. You see how my hands stopped in the same place? It's kind of like I can't bring them in any further, right? So I'm just going to add in some more of my own energy. And you can just put love in yours if you want to. If you understand how to project love into there through yourself, just bring it in, okay? And it kind of like goes right with this, right? Okay. So now when you're done, you can just wash your hands in light or disconnect. I disconnect this energy. Okay. And then do the same thing again. Just pull it back up. No, just place your hands on something that you know in your body hurts and just let it sit there. Does it feel warm? Can you feel a coolness? Do you feel vibration? That's one thing my daughter's always told me since I started this. She wouldn't hold my hand because she's like, you're vibrating. Like she can feel the vibration, right? So if you can feel the energy, just place it somewhere on your body that it doesn't feel good. And what does it feel like? A couple of minutes, just let it sit there. What does it feel like when you let go? Does it feel better? Okay, that feels good. Here's another technique you can use. So the three fingers, we've talked about this before. Just bring in any energy from the universe and bring it down into your fingers. So down in through your body, down your arm, and in through your fingers. And take that point and place it somewhere that it hurts. Does it matter which hand? Some people are like, this is your receiving, that's your giving. To me, just put the healing. Why do we have to make conditions? I don't know. I'm very free thinking. I don't know. We have the 10 commandments. Other than that, it's kind of like, it doesn't say in there, it must be done this way. If someone's creating that rule, then, you know, why is it there? I would question it. Right? So how does that spot feel now that you put it there? Right? Don't overthink it. I feel like some of you are bringing in this, oh, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? You can't do it wrong. You can't. You're healing you. Right? Even with my own students, the only thing I tell them is if someone comes to you with a pacemaker, just slow it down a little bit. We just don't want to give them a heart attack with all the energy, right? Other than that, why not? That's why they're coming to see you, is to get healing, right? How does it feel now? I feel warm. You guys feel warm in here, right? So that's the energy moving through your body. So just know that you can do this for yourself. Yes, it might be a different practice going like this and putting your hand, whatever that is for yourself, but it's a start, right? Most people take a healing modality to remember something. That's all I did. I took Reiki at first and I remembered being a healer. And that just opened up the next thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing, right? So you have this inside of you to do all of it. It's just sometimes we need that remembering. If you're really good at sitting still with zero thought, and you can get there too, you can just sit and ask for things. Show me how to do this. Show me how to do this. And I will reference this stuff because this right now is like the hottest thing since sliced bread. So I have these codes that have come in, right? And with these codes, it's collapsing timelines. I don't have to know everything about them. I understand them when I see them. I understand what it does to people when it happens. And the interesting thing is that we go back to that confirmation. The content that I put out, yes, I had to learn that lesson. Oh, did it work? Are they going to tell me that it worked? Now it's just kind of like, here's their healing. I already know it works. But when you post content and you just let it be and let the people tell you without, hold on, I got to go check and hold on, I need to see that this is working. They will tell you that it's working. You will start to tell yourself your own confirmations. Oh, look, I healed this. Oh, hold on. This doesn't hurt anymore. And you'll realize that one day it'll just be like, done. So you'll start to step into that. Because the one that I did with the gunshot wound to the back, oh my gosh, I had a spot there on my back that's been killing me my whole life. Oh, look, it doesn't hurt anymore. Let me ask you something. If you've had something hurting you for that long and all of a sudden it's gone, would you believe that it works? Yep. So it's about understanding what it is you need to take as your next step. So if you're ready to take that next step with me, I want to teach you. I want to teach you how to do it. I want to teach you that remembering moment for yourself. So again, if you want to learn, feel free to message me, sherrycollins1@hotmail.com. That's a direct email to myself. You can also reach me on my website, sherry-collins.com, and look on the calendar section of my website. There's lots of stuff there. If you want to step into one of my meditations as well, feel free. There's a meditation library on my website that is absolutely free. You can go get healing codes. You can do grounding plates. There's so much content in there for free. You know, and maybe that's just you navigating, what do I need next and how do I need it? So I don't want you to ever feel like you can't reach out and ask me questions. People are asking, they're like, okay, I want to take this and I want to do this. If you want to just navigate a healing session, first and foremost, head to my website. There's lots of healing choices there that we can step into and work with you. If you don't know what to choose, just feel free to message me and we will sort you guys all out and get you to the point that you know what that is for you. So let's do one of these healing codes really quick before we end this beautiful show. And let's do self-love. And I'm just creating a code. I'm just watching my guides draw it out in front of me first. Okay. And then I always show the code just so you know that this is what's going on. And as I tell people, you do not need to accept the code unless you want to. The only thing that I will say with these codes is I would just prefer you to put your feet flat on the floor. So if you're listening to this on the replay or right now, just put your feet flat on the floor and I will just create this code. For me, it's a three-dimensional code. And then I just shift time with it. So wherever you need self-love, anything that's in the way of your self-love happening, we're going to start to shift that right now. You guys can for sure leave your feedback. Just take some deep breaths and allow this to shift within you and around you. Breathing deeply. Ooh, see, heaviness just left the chest there. We're just going to do one more. There you go. So I'm going to leave you guys with that. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And I hope you guys will join me back here again next week for another beautiful show. I'm sending you guys so much love. Thank you for the beautiful guests who were on today. Thank you for your comments. Feel free to share anything you'd like to. We'd love to hear back from you. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. Sending you guys so much love from me to you. Have a great evening.
Thank you for listening to Soul Matrix Show, unleashing the power of your infinite soul with Sherry Collins. Tune in live every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show helps you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. To learn more about Sherry and her services, visit sherry-collins.com. That's sherry-collins.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.